Our guest analyst this afternoon, Don Rowe, is president of U.S. Commodities. Don, we saw a grain market that it seemed like it was fairly quiet trade today, but we ended the day kind of just mixed, trading both sides.
Yeah, we did. You know, it was a significant week, though. When you look at the market, we did have some things that changed technically. Number one, we did have a key reversal in soybean meal, a key reversal in corn. So what that means is that often signals an intermediate low or a major low. The other thing that we did have, while we're talking negative price movements for the week on corn, wheat, and soybeans, the oats are trying to make new contract highs. So you do have one grain that is really trying to tell us maybe that oats knows and maybe we're at a floor for the other grains.
Well, that's the one, that contract, that was always the old saying, oats knows. Does corn market follow that, or what was historic? What was the correlation there?
Well, you know, I think the correlation is that, you know, oats are moving up because we have weather concerns, not only in the U.S. and the north where it's just too wet, you know, some of these planting delays, but you also have a dry drought condition developing in Canada, which is a big oats area. So, you know, weather problems start someplace, and I think that the oats are telling us that, you know, take notice, there's some things that may be changing here in North America. And the rest of the world, we don't have the crop in the bin yet, you know, barely out of the bag around the rest of the world. And we're pretty well solidified the crop in South America. And so they're, with the currencies where they're at, they're not interested in selling, even though they have a larger crop. So, you know, when you're in a market at the bottom end of the range, you start to look at some things that could be positive, possibly even the weather. The U.S. Trade talks with China are another one that are on the horizon still.
Well, then over on the livestock side, we're very, very volatile and two-sided there today.
Yeah, you know, the livestock, you talk about volatility. Yesterday on the pork cutout, we were up $3.56 a hundredweight at noon, and then by the time we hit the close, we took all that off and actually closed down $3.50 a hundredweight. So, you know, a big range over there in volatility. And you know, we've got an awful lot of bullish news dialed into the hog market. We're in the liquidation type of phase, close sharply lower here on Friday and for the week. And, you know, I think the awful lot of hopes that China's going to buy protein.
Sure. And we saw the dressed steers today trade about $3 lower than last week, too.
Yeah, you know, when you look at the cattle market, it's one that seasonally we put a top in. It looks like we put our seasonal top in. The futures market had record long funds pushing the buy side of the market. They're starting to liquidate. So all adds up to big supplies from that cattle on feed report ahead of us. And grilling season is here, but that's pretty well dialed into the market. It looks like we put in a seasonal top on cash cattle for now.
Anything else we need to be talking about?
Well, I think it's the dollar, you know, has been very strong here, sitting at the top of the range has also been a bit of a pressure on our export demand this week.
Don Rowe is at U.S. Commodities.